Hey everyone, Sabrina here again. It's with great pleasure that the tribe.co.uk welcomes the amazingly talented Beth McDermott, formerly Alan, to our Tribecast interview. Beth, of course, needs very little introduction, having played the central role of Amber within the tribe, our headstrong and passionate leader who refused to be bullied and constantly worked towards building a better future for the entire tribe.
Hey, I thought I would do this via recording rather than typing because it's a bit easier for me. I'm just driving at the moment. I've got a little break from a baby, so I thought I would do this while I've got a bit of a quiet moment. Hey, thank you for sending through those questions. They're really great, really great questions. And yeah, so here goes. Number one, which is about playing a pivotal character in the seasons of the tribe and whether I felt pressure from that or not. I think when I shot the tribe for the first time, I was only sort of 14 and a bit. So I don't think I really thought about the fact that Amber was sort of the leader of the group. But it was hard yakka. I mean, it was hard work. There was a couple of us who did, you know, quite a lot of the content, so that would be me and Caleb and Dwayne and Tori and Amy who played Zandra. She worked a lot, and so it kind of there was a group of us who did a lot of the work, because obviously they had to make sure that the younger ones, who were, you know, 9 and 10 years old, weren't working too much. And I do remember getting to the end of Tribe One and feeling really, really exhausted, like I'd just sort of been almost like on school camp for 6 months because there were so many kids. And and we worked, you know, we worked a lot. And I'll come back to this later, but that was why I didn't go back for the second season. I was really tired and wanting to just sort of go back into my normal, you know, school life. But then, you know, later on down the track when I went back to do the tribe, I was filming only in my school holidays. So I would work a lot for 2 weeks and then kind of go home. And so that was fine. And then by the time I did Tribe 5 and we were shooting again, I was busy. But we had the whole secondary characters of... I think it's Slade, and I can only remember the actors' names. Fleur, who played the blondie, I can't remember. Anyway, there was a second set in the series 5, so there was a bit of the workload was taken by them. So actually, when I was shooting the 5th season, I got a lot of downtime, which was really fun. So your second question is about the ongoing fandom of the show and whether or not that surprises me. And to be honest, yeah, I am surprised. We made the show so long ago, and it felt at the time like we were making a show, and then we sort of didn't think about it too much when we weren't making it, because it wasn't really on in New Zealand. And so I didn't see any of that fandom, really, unless we were, travelling with the show and promoting it. So I have never really been around the show when it was on in my country, so I guess I didn't see its exposure. And I guess, you know, like, if you look around, there's lots of shows that kind of live on in a way through their fans, and sometimes there's no telling which ones it will be. I mean, I don't know whether Star Trek would have known that it would have had such an enormous following 40 years later, but it did. And I would never have picked that the tribe would have gone on to have as long a life as it had, not because it wasn't a great little show, but just because I'm terrible at picking what's going to be popular. I've got absolutely no idea. So, and I love the fact that it goes on in the novels. I think that's just brilliant, because it's such a great way for, you know, fans to be able to keep in touch with these characters without, you know, everyone having to make a big TV series of it, which I'm sure everyone would prefer to do, but sometimes the stars don't align for that. So, yeah, I love that thing that it goes on. Three, aside from the novels, there have been a lot of discussions. Oh, yes, about the movie. I've had a little think about this, and I reckon, maybe you disagree, but I reckon Emma Watson playing Amber when she was about 18 would have been pretty cool, because she's got a nice softness about her, Emma Watson, but she's also, you know, bit of a ballsy little girl, so I quite like that. That was the one that came to mind. And other than that, I quite like to go back to being 18 and do it myself, to be honest. It was a lot of fun at the time. So this question's about my leaving the show at the end of season one. So what took me out of the show at the end of season one is that I was very tired. I was only, 14 and a half years old, and I just worked a lot, and I was ready to go back home and go back to school because we shot the series in Wellington and I live in Auckland, so I was away from my family and friends. I'm not sure that the producers quite anticipated the popularity of Amber. No one did. And I think they made a completely justified decision in killing her off at the end of the first season or the beginning of the second season, because they thought, well, this will spur on lots of, new characters and new storylines. And then it seemed like they found that Amber was quite popular, so they brought me back, which was awesome. And I'm just reading it here. What was the character out there? I was just trying to stop the credit. Oh, right. So in terms of the storylines, we never had any input into the storylines. I don't think I would have come up with anything useful even if I had been asked. It's just sort of turning up and doing what I was told in those days. But the great thing for me about going back for series three is that I was able to say I would just like to work in my school holidays. So I would work for a couple of weeks at a time. And I don't know if you noticed, but Antonia and I had asked for the same thing, and we all had the same school holidays. So she and I would always end up in the same storylines together. So that's why we would go off on missions and this and that and the other thing together. And then we would go back to school and do our 10 weeks of school, and then go back to Wellington and keep shooting. And I did that through seasons three and seasons four. And then season five I shot full-time because I was on my break from university. So, it was fantastic the way that the writers and the producers fitted in with me, really, and allowed me to keep going to school and keep doing my normal stuff. Question five. I'm looking at this thing about Power Rangers. That's really funny. Dwayne and I did have a giggle on the day that we realised that we were playing boyfriend and girlfriend again. It was a lot of fun. I mean, Dwayne and I really liked working together, and Power Rangers, I think, was slightly different. It was kind of slightly different from the tribe, because by the time we were doing Power Rangers, we were a little bit older and maybe not taking ourselves or what we were doing quite so seriously. So, Power Rangers is most definitely for the for a younger audience. So we had a good time. Actually, just fun fact, when I was shooting that particular season of Power Rangers, I was wearing these funny contact lenses that made my eyes silver, and I remember not being able to see a thing for like the full week or two that I was shooting. Everything was just a bit fuzzy. That was fun. I'm just turning the page. Six. From one extreme end of the spectrum to the other. Oh, Shortland Street. Focus driven. Brooke. What was Brooke like? I loved playing Brooke. When I first started playing Brooke, she was quite cold and very manipulative and a bit of an ice queen. And I feel like over the years, the writers and I kind of, without intending to, but it just sort of gradually happened that we made Brooke a bit more of a lovable villain. I think what I loved about Brooke is that she just wasn't very good at being a bad guy. She really wanted to step over everyone and get to the top, but she was so transparent and not particularly good at it that everyone always sort of saw through her, and so she never really got to the levels of power power and wealth that she always wanted to get to. So she was always slightly on the back foot, and that was always a lot of fun to play, because you don't often see villains like that. Well, I don't. And it's really fun because, she was still the kind of one of the lead females in a series, but not a nice one, and that's a lot of fun to play. So I absolutely loved playing Brooke, and I probably would have kept going if I hadn't gone overseas and done something else. So, maybe one day they will have me back. And so in terms of what happened when I left Shortland Street, my husband, Charlie, was going to study for his master's in New York, and we decided to kind of take a break from New Zealand and go and do that. But on the way to New York, we took a show to the Edinburgh Festival called The Generation of Z, which was an immersive, interactive zombie apocalypse show, a theatre show. And it did really well at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and we got picked up for a season in London. And so last year we spent a year in London, I think it was, by the time we left, putting that show on. And then we went across to the States after that finished, and we were planning to set up shop in the States, and I got pregnant. So we came back to New Zealand and had our little boy, whose name is Sydney, and he is 4 months old. So that's been me for about the last year, being pregnant and then having Sid. We thankfully have been able to live with family, and I haven't been working for about a year, which has actually been fantastic. I thought I would get bored, and I haven't at all. And Sid now is growing up with his auntie and grandma and grandpa around, which is awesome. And I'm just really focusing on him at the moment. I haven't got any plans really for work or anything in the future. I think I saw that as a question that you put to me about what might people see from me soon. I genuinely have no idea. I have said to my agent that I'm happy to do auditions and things again, but it's kind of the whole world shifts on its axis when you have a baby, and I suddenly start thinking, everything, if I was to get work, it really needs to be able to fit in with Sid and how he is and what he needs. So I suppose I'm just going to get a lot more particular about the kind of work that I'm doing now that he's come along, which is really nice. It's a really nice place to be in, because for years it's really hard. It's for a long time as an actor, I've wanted to do whatever came my way because I loved doing it, and I still really love acting, but I really also love hanging out with my baby, so I'm quite keen to make that quite a high priority. And your last question, the ultimate tribal showdown, Sasha, Bray or Jay. I always thought it was really funny that the name Jay was so closely going so close to Bray. I always felt like maybe they were trying to write another Bray. But I think it has to be Bray, doesn't it, for Amber? It was such a sort of sweet storyline, I thought, the two of them, and the way that they finally got together and had that little baby. And it would have been lovely if Dwayne had stayed on past season 3 and we would have done all the family stuff with the little baby, but also, you know, people want to move on and do other things, as I did, and so we, you know, got Jay and the technos and all the rest of it, and that was a lot of fun too. So, but yeah, I think we all know that it should have been Bray. Lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much for getting in touch. It's been really nice to sort of reminisce to myself about this, driving in the rain through Auckland traffic, and I've really liked having a wee think about all those fun times again. So thank you very much. Talk soon. Bye.